is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Today has been International Women's Day, and it's prompting activists to unite in what they say is solidarity. CBS News Boston's Paul Burton has more on the protest there.
Are you ready to fight back?
The rally was made up of several organizations who voice their concerns about women's rights, health care, immigration, Black Lives Matter, and the LGBTQ community.
Our experiences have afforded us empathy. Empathy that we can share with our trans sisters, with our migrant sisters.
Many of the comments and criticisms were aimed at President Donald Trump's policies and Elon Musk. Protesters stopping by the Tesla store.
There are job fairs being held for government workers who are now not working. CBS's Nicole Killian on those fairs and the number of those out of jobs so far.
Since DOGE's creation, more than 28,000 federal employees have been terminated, according to a CBS News tracker. Fearing they could be next, some workers attended a job fair Saturday outside of the nation's capital.
Many of us may be fired illegally. We're still going to have to pay the bills.
The Department of Homeland Security has been performing polygraph tests on employees to determine who might be leaking information to the media about immigration operations. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has that.
Director Noem on February 18th had actually warned about using these polygraph tests. The spokesperson for the department tells CBS News that these polygraph tests have been going on for at least 3 weeks.
Crews have been battling several brush fires on New York's Long Island. It's creeping out into the Hamptons, as CBS New York's Alicia Reed reports.
Law enforcement is helping with road closures, and residents are being urged to follow instructions as crews continue to work. Two commercial structures have been destroyed.
This is something that we're going to have to watch probably over the next few days.
One firefighter was injured. We're told he is expected to be okay.
Overseas, Russia says its troops had retaken three villages seized by Ukraine in its Kursk border region. That comes as Russian strikes on Ukraine killed more than two dozen people, as our MTS Taieb reports.
This residential building was gutted in the attack, which also saw several vehicles torched and left a trail of smoldering debris. Following the wave of Russian drone and ballistic missile strikes on the town of Dobropilia in the eastern Kharkiv region.
At least 25 people were killed and many more were wounded.
There's going to be more With Love, Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex Netflix lifestyle series. The streaming service says a second season of the show, which debuted this week, has already been shot. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know. Just got the notification.
Great. Smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it. Safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in the know.
Something amazing is happening here. AI is increasing workloads on CPUs and GPUs, but this company's laptops are more than keeping pace. That's because CDW worked with them to future-proof their laptop fleet by configuring them with devices enabled with AMD Ryzen AI. Improve performance and free up resources with AMD Ryzen and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/AMD client.
The Girl Scouts of Eastern Massachusetts unveil a new program aimed at teaching young people about science and math. WBZ's Mike Macklin.
It was a workshop in commercial building design and construction in a conference room at Suffolk Construction. The students, all Girl Scouts, age 11 to 14. The instructors, all women who work at Suffolk. Suffolk's Catherine Maloney says the goal is to inspire young girls to dream big.
I think it's important for the Girl Scouts to see people who look like them so they can envision themselves in the industry.
An industry long dominated by men, but where these days, more and more women are finding opportunities. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
A total lunar eclipse will flush the moon red across the Western Hemisphere. On Thursday night into Friday morning, the Earth will cast a shadow that totally blocks the moon. Best viewing will be from North America and South America. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 30. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow and even warmer. High in the mid-50s. The warmth continues into next week. Highs well into the 40s and 50s, even some 60s. It's 39 right now.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. So much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
To hold you again. Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
We're still having fun, and you're still the one. You are still the one that makes me proud. Still the one that I dream about. We're still having fun, and you're still the one. Still the one. Yeah, still the one. We're still having fun, and you're still the one.
WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
8 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
make it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter.
Someday, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, brighter.
Can you?
Before I put on my makeup, she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share.